Hello, and welcome to the Anxiety RX podcast, a show created by an anxiety specialist and neuroscientist, me, that offers unique, practical, and actionable advice to help you understand what anxiety truly is and exactly what you can do to empower yourself to resolve it. I'm your host, Dr. Russell Kennedy, an MD who suffered with crippling anxiety for 30-plus years, and traditional therapy from psychiatrists and psychologists really didn't help me feel better. And I also didn't like being on psych meds. In 2013, after burning out and leaving medical practice, I came to the conclusion that if I was ever going to heal my anxiety, I would have to do it myself. And that's exactly what I did, drawing from experiences with psychedelics and holistic healing, and combining those modalities with my scientific academic background in medicine, neuroscience, and developmental psychology. Here on the Anxiety RX podcast, I offer a distinctly non-traditional and non-medical approach to understanding and healing anxiety. So despite the fact I'm trained as a physician, in no way is what I say and suggest to be construed as medical advice, because none of the ways I use to resolve anxiety has anything to do with traditional allopathic medicine. From my own healing, I've created a distinctly non-traditional understanding and approach that helps thousands of people from all over the world understand and relieve their chronic anxiety. So if you're ready, let's get into today's episode. In the episode today, I'm going to talk about the new program I'm creating. I've been working on this now for months, and I'm finally getting to the point where I can actually put it out there. So it's a mind-body program to help you understand your anxiety and to go on and heal it. So I try and find the conscious roots of your anxiety and the unconscious roots, because it's the unconscious roots, it's deeper roots. It's the part that we can't see, the part of the iceberg below the surface that holds all those anxiety programs that we can't see that we need to kind of bring up to the surface and start pulling apart so that we can see it. We're not prisoners of this unconscious programming anymore. So the program I'm working on is going to be called something like, don't know what it is for sure, but Your Mind-Body Prescription to Permanently Heal Your Anxiety. Something like that. Because really we have to go in through the mind and the body. Traditionally, most therapies think that anxiety is primarily an issue of the mind. And while the mind plays a role, no question, I believe that anxiety is primarily a case of physiological alarm stored in the body. And we have to find that alarm and unearth it and heal it. And the reason why it's there in the first place is because when we were younger, we experienced a trauma that was too much for us to bear. And it got pushed down out of our conscious mind because it was just too much for the conscious mind to handle of a child. You know, if you're being abused, neglected, abandoned, bullied, whatever, it's too much for you as a child. So it gets pushed into your unconscious mind. Freud would call it repression or suppression. And then from there, if it's still not resolved, it gets pushed down deeper into the subconscious mind, the unconscious mind. And from that point on, it kind of rules your life in a way, because it creates this sense of alarm in your body that your mind is constantly reading. And when you have this alarm in your body that's unresolved, that's been there since you were a child, what we do is we start to worry. We start to get into our heads, because when this trauma was actually happening, when we were younger, we had no other method of dealing with it. The only thing we could do as children, when we're being abused, neglected, abandoned, whatever, was to go up into our heads and try and explain it to ourselves, or try and dissociate, one of the two, because it's just too painful. And then, as I say, we push it down into the unconscious mind, and from the unconscious mind, we push it into the body, and the body keeps the score. It's a famous book, and it's very true. It's very accurate. Your body keeps the score of the traumas that were unresolved. Now, we all experience trauma as children. There's no such thing as a childhood without trauma. But if you have attuned, detached parents that are there that can help you deal with the trauma, we can resolve it at the time. But sometimes the traumas that we go through are so shameful or embarrassing that we don't share them with our parents. We don't share them with anybody. So when you don't have anyone to talk to about this as a child, it festers inside of us. And the conscious mind can't hold that for very long. So again, gets pushed into the unconscious mind. And from there, because the body is a manifestation or representation of the unconscious mind, it gets offloaded into long-term storage in the body. And that's what we have to deal with. That's why we have to find this anxiety in our system. And there is a video component and an audio component to this program. So the video component tells you what anxiety is, or at least my theory of what anxiety is, and how we can deal with it, how we can understand it as a state of alarm in our body, as opposed to these machinations and chronic worries of our mind. You know, if the problem isn't in our mind, it's in our body. Why are we trying to fix a body-based feeling problem with a mind-based thinking solution? It's just not going to work. And that's why people pay hundreds of dollars a week to go to therapy, and they're not that much better. I see tons of people in my practice that have been in therapy 5, 10, 15, 30 years, and they're not a whole lot better, because those therapies are trying to change their thinking process when the root cause of anxiety is a feeling issue. It's a state of alarm in the body that's only read by the mind. There's a process called interoception, where the mind is constantly reading the inside of the body. And if there's old trauma stored there, old alarm, and depending on the depth of that and the intensity of it, the mind is always reading the body. And the mind will come up with stories that are perfectly consistent with the alarm in the body. So what am I saying? I'm saying that the mind is constantly reading the body, and if the body has alarm in it, the mind will make up stories that are completely consistent with the alarm that's stored in the body. So when you're trying to fix anxiety, we need to fix the problem of alarm in the body as well as the thinking processes of the mind. We need to do both. But traditionally, what traditional therapies do is they just deal with the mind. They just try and get you to think better. And that will work in the short term. It will help you cope, but it won't help you heal. So one of the components of the program is a meditation to help you find the anxiety in your body. Where is it? When you start going into your worries, where do you feel that in your body? Because most of us don't even bother thinking about our body when we're in our worries. And our worries, in a way, are kind of designed, and I put that in quotation marks for you people listening to me, our worries are designed to keep us in our head and out of our body, because that's where our childhood pain is. So worry does serve a purpose. People say, oh, worry does nothing. Worry actually does quite a bit, because when we worry about something, when we get hijacked and sidetracked by our thoughts, we're out of our body. We don't have to sit there with that childhood pain anymore. It forms a very specific diversion from the pain that's sitting inside of our body. And there's a number of things that prevent us from healing. And one of those big things is the ego. And we talk about that in the program too, or I talk about this. It's only me. It's only me that's doing this program. So what happens is that the ego doesn't like change. Our ego is kind of this big, dumb dragon. And if you do something that causes you pain, that ego will make sure, in concert with the amygdala, that you never do that thing again. So if you're talking in front of your eighth grade class and you embarrass yourself, the ego will flare up every time that you are faced with speaking in front of people again. So I talk about the main obstacle for your own healing, which is your ego, because your ego thinks it's keeping you safe by keeping you in this hyper-vigilant worry state all the time. So if you're always worried and you're always in your head, you're not in your body feeling that pain. But that only works for so long. Once we get in our 30s and 40s and 50s, that pain is unavoidable and it starts taking over our lives. So I look at how to find the alarm in your body. And then I have a process called yoga nidra, which is kind of like non-sleep deep rest. But what it does is it blends your mind and your body. It's a guided meditation that blends your mind and your body, and also joins your adult self to your wounded child self. Because fundamentally, anxiety is a mind-body disconnect, and it's an adult-child disconnect. The adult in you has separated from the child in you. Because the child in you holds all that pain. Why would we want to go back into the child's pain if we're an adult. And that's why we dissociate into our worries. That's why we stay in our heads. And then the child is like, hey, I don't trust you, adult us, adult we, whatever you want to call it, because I've been here in pain for years and years and years, and you haven't come down to help me. So there's this fundamental disconnect between the adult and the child, because the adult doesn't want to go back and visit the child's pain, and the child and the adult when the child doesn't trust the adult to help them. And then our mind and body get completely disconnected, and the whole thing cycles on itself. And it creates this alarm anxiety cycle, which I talk about as well. So there's this alarm in our body from old unresolved childhood wounds. And that, through this process of interoception, through the mind always reading the body, it reads this pain, so it creates worries that are associated with the pain. It creates thoughts and worries in our mind that are consistent with this alarm feeling in our body. And the alarm comes from this old unresolved childhood wounding. So when we believe those worries, then the alarm gets worse. And when the alarm gets worse, the worries get worse. So we get in this alarm anxiety cycle, which I talk about a lot in this program, because I really feel that that is the reason why we suffer so much, is this alarm in our body creates the worries of our mind, and the worries of our mind create more alarm in the body, and we just get stuck there. We get stuck there maybe for our whole lives. So this program is showing you how this cycle gets going, how it gets propagated, and how to heal it. Because if the problem of anxiety is really this body-based alarm, why are we devoting all our energies into trying to fix our thinking? Because the thinking is just the byproduct. The thinking is just the symptom. The root cause, the underlying cause of what we call anxiety of the mind, is this alarm in the body. And that's what this program is designed to bring up to the surface. And then with the yoga nidra, bring your child and your adult back together, bring your mind and your body back together. And when we do that, we start resolving the alarm. And when the alarm gets resolved, there's nothing really there to feed the worries anymore. That's the main reason I've done this program. Now, I am going to charge for this one because I think it's really important. The other reason I charge for it is people don't pay much attention to stuff that they don't pay for. If you don't have any skin in the game, and that was one of the issues I had with being a physician in the Canadian medical system, is that you would give people advice, and because it was perceived as free, often they wouldn't do it. So it's not going to be expensive. The program will cost less than one professional therapy session. But I want people to have some skin in the game. I want you to be able to feel like you're getting value and that you want to get value. Because if people pay $29 for something, they don't do it. They don't pay much attention. Now, I'm not going to charge $1,000, but I'll probably charge somewhere around $100. Because I want you to feel like you've got some skin in the game. You've got some impetus to do this. Because you've invested in it. You've invested in yourself. And like I said, I put a lot of time into this program. A lot and a lot and a lot. And I've been kind of pulling my hair out today, trying to get it all done in time. So that's why you might detect that I'm speaking a little faster than I would normally. I'm breathing a little more shallow because I'm kind of stressed out right now. I'm not anxious. I'm not anxious. But I am feeling kind of stressed. So I really hope that you give this program a chance. I know you people that listen to my podcast on a regular basis, you'll probably get it because you're pretty on board with my stuff. But I really want other people. I want this to go as viral as possible because it's really important to know that your anxiety doesn't come from the thoughts of your mind, although it appears that way. It appears that you create a negative thought, a worrisome thought, and then your body reacts. But in my theory, your body's already reactive. You're already stressed. Your body's already feeling it. And your mind, especially your analytical left hemisphere, is trying to make sense of this alarm in your body. And we may not be aware of the alarm in our body consciously, but it's there. Unconsciously, it's there. And that's the real root cause of anxiety. And the reason why people aren't getting relief from traditional therapies like CBT and talk therapy in the long term is because their overprotective ego believes that we have to be hypervigilant. We have to worry to keep ourselves safe. And that is a trap that will keep you locked and stuck for the rest of your life in worry, because part of you believes that the worry is helping you, even though consciously you know it's not. But unconsciously, and we're much more ruled by our unconscious than our conscious, unconsciously, the roots of anxiety cause all this worry in our mind. And if we can fix the root cause, if we can fix the alarm in our body, which again is a mind-body disconnect and an adult-child disconnect. So if I can bring your adult self and your child self back together and your mind and your body back together, which is what I do with the Yoga Nidra meditation, then we can start really healing the root cause of your anxiety instead of just dealing with the symptoms. So it should be out in a week, I hope. I'm trying my best. And I really think it's going to make a difference. I really think this will make a huge difference. And I don't think the world has ever seen anything like this before. So I'm very proud of it. It's crushing me right now because it's so, labor intensive and mentally intensive. But I really do feel that this will make a huge difference for people. And it won't be the same old that people have been used to. This will be very, very different than anything you've seen in the anxiety healing realm before. So I'll see you next week. So that's it for today's episode. Thanks for listening. And if the Anxiety Rx podcast resonates with you, consider getting my book, also coincidentally called Anxiety Rx. Or you can follow me on any of the social media platforms at TheAnxietyMD or my website, www.TheAnxietyMD.com. Thanks so much for listening, and I'll see you the next time on the Anxiety Rx podcast.